topic is the importance of common sense immigration reform for California's economy. We have Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack joined by two guests, and they are President of the United Farm Workers, Arturo Rodriguez, and President of NICE Farmers League, Manuel Cunha. We'll first hear from the Secretary, and then our two guests will have a few opening statements. Mr. Secretary, take it away.
Susan, thank you very much, and I want to thank President Rodriguez and President Cunha for being with us this afternoon. This is obviously an extremely important conversation and topic for American agriculture, and there's no more important state to American agriculture than the state of California. Over 81,000 farms in the state of California help make it the number one ag-producing state in the country. The value of products produced in the state of California on an annual basis oftentimes exceeds $33 billion in value. It is a farm economy that is very much dependent upon farm workers who work extraordinarily hard under very difficult, challenging conditions. 73% of those who work on the farms in the state of California are not citizens of the United States. Many of them are here in an appropriate and documented fashion. Some are not. But the reality is that without comprehensive immigration reform, the delay that has taken place for now over a year since the Senate passed the comprehensive immigration reform has created some uncertainty and instability in American agriculture and in terms of the workforce that serves American agriculture. That Senate bill, had it been passed by the House and signed by the President, would have started already producing thousands of new job opportunities in the state of California. It's estimated that the Senate bill would produce over a five-year period almost 10,000 additional jobs. It would increase California farm income by almost $500 million. Those opportunities, obviously, we can't take full advantage of because we don't have a bill signed by the House. But the reality is immigration reform is not only just good for the state of California and American agriculture, it's the right thing to do for the country. We know from an analysis of the Senate bill that comprehensive immigration reform will reduce our national deficit by $850 billion over the next 20 years. It will help grow the economy, help to support new job growth. It'll bring folks out of the shadows, and they'll continue to contribute and strengthen the Social Security system. It obviously will result in historic investment in border security and provide an earned pathway to citizenship for nearly 11 to 12 million folks who are in this country today who are working hard and who simply would like to come out of the shadows. Some of those folks are folks who work in those farm fields. By not having a comprehensive immigration reform, it really puts farm workers and farms at a significant disadvantage in the following respects. One, some farms are no longer able to harvest that which they are planting. We've seen circumstances and situations in many parts of the country where farms are not harvesting the product that is produced. And in California, we've heard of situations where producers are reducing the amount of acreage, not just because of the drought, but because of a lack of a stable workforce. And this comprehensive immigration reform bill would provide for guarantees of a safe and good workplace with decent wages for those who work in our farm fields. Many producers today provide those safe places and do pay decent wages, but some do not. With comprehensive immigration reform, we'd have a level playing field for those good farming operations who take care of their workers and who understand the importance of taking care of their workers. So I would just use this call to once again call upon the House leadership that has recently been quite vocal in its support for the need for comprehensive immigration reform to essentially do what leaders are supposed to do, which is to lead this effort in the House, bring it up for a vote, get something passed so that we can work out whatever differences might exist between the House and Senate versions so that we can put this issue behind us so that we can start benefiting from a growing and expanding economy so that we can take full advantage of the extraordinary productivity of American agriculture and we can do right by those who work in our farm fields every single day to supply the fruits and vegetables and other foods that our families enjoy. Let me turn it over now to President Rodriguez for his comments. No one has been a truer advocate for comprehensive immigration reform and for the necessity of a good agricultural section in that bill than President Rodriguez. Rodriguez, and I appreciate him being on the call today.